I asked Hoover last 2 weeks ago, after talking to the Attorney General, to fill up Mississippi with FBI men and infiltrate everything he could, that they haul them in by the dozens. That I've asked him to put more men after these three kids, that he hauled them in last night.
Right.
That I've asked him for another report today, that I'm shoving it as much as I know how, that I didn't ask him to go, and I can't control the actions of Mississippi people. The only weapon I have for locating them is the FBI. I haven't got any state police or any constables, and FBI is better than marshals, and I've got all of them I've got looking after them. I can't find them myself, that I think it's pretty dangerous that they'll overrun the White House. Because anybody that wants a conference with the president, all he's got to do is send his kid to Mississippi and then demand a conference with the president. And I think that's awfully bad precedent for the president to be seeing individual groups. I just think if every damn woman gets indicted, he'll be wanting to see him. Everybody gets arrested, he'll be wanting to see him. And no telling where we'll ever stop it. Congressmen will get to come in, get their picture made coming in out of the White House, and it'll just be hell. But tell him that we are doing everything we know how to do with the FBI and see if he's got any other constructive suggestion. And then tell him if I've got a luncheon on, tell him the Prime Minister of Turkey's here and I've got lots of problems. But if he needs to talk to me after you talk to me, that you'll get me to call him if you...
All right.
If you can, and ask him to find out what I want to say to him, because I ought to be awful careful what I say to this fellow.
I agree. He seems fairly responsible, but it's murder dealing with these people on the telephone. But I've got the message, and I'll call him right away.
Here's what he said to Juanita. I want to express personally to the President my concern about the disappearance of the three people in Mississippi familiar with the case. Juanita, yes. Two of them were our staff members, and I'm on the way down to Mississippi now to look at the situation personally. I'd hope to be able to chat with the President about it. Juanita, yes, he left a meeting to go to Constitution Hall to address the safety group. How long would you be available? See, she's trying to promote a meeting with us because she's done. Well, I'll be here in my office till 2 o'clock. That number is Columbia 76270. Juanita, he's got an awful tight schedule. I want to get in touch with him and tell him your call. Farmer, well, I'll appreciate it. I'll be here till 2:30. Thank you very much.
All right, I'll call him right away.
Tell him Miss Roberts has just called you and asked you to get in touch with him. You can try to convey his message to the President. What is it he wants to convey? What have we done? And tell him these parents are wanting to see you. And we have made an appointment for him with the FBI and with the marshal who can do something about it.
Right.
And I've got given them already a standing order to stay on it day and night. What do they think happened? Think they got killed?
This morning they had absolutely no trace. There's no sign of the automobile. They have found nobody who's seen the car or the three people. So as far as they're concerned, they just disappeared from the face of the earth. This means murder as they see it.
You're waiting to reply to Ron and Reed?
They'll probably be calling me is about 1:30.
When do they have appointments with the Justice Department and the FBI?
Sometime in the order of between 2 and 3, depending upon when the plane gets in, and we've agreed to be as responsive as Burke Marshall's schedule will permit, and he's probably sometime around 2:30.
All right, tell them after they get through there, if they still won't talk to me about anything, to call you.
All right.
Tell them I'm not in the office, and I'm off making a speech and attending a luncheon.
Okay.
And that you'll be glad to see them, or... if there's anything you can do, but that all of the power's over with Burke Marshall and the FBI, and that's who they ought to be talking to. And it'll set a bad example if they all start coming here, because the White House will be overrun with everybody who wants to get the picture made with the president.
All right, and...
Another thing I think we ought to be pretty careful to tell them that we don't see people who tell them in the newspaper before they get an appointment.
Yeah, well, that's...
We've ruled against that for years, seeing people who get in the newspaper before they get an appointment.
That really
now,
does rankle.
What season are we in with Roy Wilkins?
Roy's hope is that either he could bring... no announcement was made last night, by the way. They said, okay, no announcement. Roy did not call me. He was supposed to call me this morning, and I assume he's been tied up in his own meeting. But his assistant, a fellow named Marcel, did. And they said that, if Roy can bring his whole board... of 30 members, fine.
That's good.
If you can't bring them, why,
That's good. Tell him I'd be very good. I'd like to meet him, and we'll meet him in the cabinet room.
He says that they're Roy's employer, basically, that he's executive director.
That's right. Well, I'd be glad.
Makes sense.
I'd be glad to meet him and tell him. I won't tell him I think he's one of the most valuable citizens in this country, and I'll tell him that. My judgment.
I think that's wonderful.
And just tell him I'm anxious to meet with him. I want to help the cause, though, and to keep out of the newspaper. Just come on over, and we'll have a meeting like we did with Kennedy on civil rights.
Would you believe it desirable to send a little formal message to their meeting so it be incorporated into the minutes of their convention?
I don't think so. I think the best thing to do is meet with them here.
Okay.
Talk to them. Where is the best way to get them in without getting the press?
We can bus them in and bring them in through the southwest gate. There's enough of them that it'll warrant taking one bus.
Bring them in the southwest gate and take them to the cabinet room.
Yeah. And that's set for tomorrow at 5:30.
Talk to them, and you tell them that let's keep out of the newspaper so we won't have every one of these groups coming in. Tell them every labor union comes to have a convention, every banker's association, every one of them want to have a meeting with the president.
They sure do.
I'm meeting with them, but I'm keeping it off the record. They're telling me there's 1,700 of them here.
That's right. They've got a big gang, no question about it.
I know all the labor unions want to meet with them, and I've told them they have to meet with the boards, but keep it out of the papers.
Fair enough, and they were extremely understanding and cooperative last night when I said that, you know, there wasn't any reason that we could see to announce an off-the-record meeting. It didn't help anything. It only added to the number of requests and the burdens, and they said no strain at all. They're glad to do it. The high spot of Wilkins' speech last night was his statement about all of his people. You sure would remember Senator Goldwater with special vengeance, and apparently that stopped the whole convention right there.
Okay.
All right, sir.
You let me know now what we have to do about these other folks. I think I'll call the speaker and see if he can't talk to Ron and Reed and ask them if they want to start president interviewing all these parents. I think that's pretty bad.
I'd say that this guy Ryan is a tough cookie to deal with. He was really unreasonable. And I'm not sure you've read it yet, but a memo to the files. He called at midnight last night to tell me that there were three kids missing in Mississippi and what were we doing about it. And
when did we have the FBI in there? Yesterday afternoon?
Well, they really started yesterday morning at about 11:30.
After the kids?
After the kids, yeah.
How many did they move in?
They began moving yesterday afternoon and moved in all night, the extra people. But the people on the scene started at sometime around 11:30 or 12 yesterday.
Find out, Bert Marshall, how many they got in response to my request the other day and how many they sent in yesterday.
All right. And what they have also arranged is to use the facilities and the equipment of the Naval Air Base nearby. They've got helicopters. And these are made available to the FBI for scouring the countryside. We got quite a few things to report in the way of...
All right, tell Farmer what you've done and make a list of those things for me.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Yes.